So for those of you that have not experienced Shavasana in another yoga class or yoga nidra, simply follow through with my voice. In yoga nidra, we are not trying to change anything or dismiss anything or repress anything. We are simply welcoming what is, receiving everything that arises into this body. Into this guest house of a body, each sensation, each emotion, each belief, as it arises, we learn to welcome, as each is a messenger guiding us back to our true nature. So take a moment to state your intention. What is your intention for this practice of yoga nidra this evening? Is it to have a deep rest, to let the body feel totally relaxed? Is it to deepen into your understanding of your true nature? Or is there a particular emotion or sensation that you want to bring into the practice tonight? So state that intention now and then set it aside. And take a moment to state your heartfelt desire. What is it that your heart is truly longing for? Your heart's deepest desire that's different from an intention for a particular practice. This is a desire that may have been existing for a long time. It's a desire or a longing that will be uncovered, something that is deep within you. Can you state that heartfelt desire or heartfelt longing as a statement of truth, as a fact, as something that is present here and now, not something that will come in the future, but something that's here and now? So if the heartfelt desire is to be healthy and whole, rather than I will become healthy and whole, it could be stated, I am health and wholeness itself. So affirm that heartfelt desire, and as you affirm it as a fact, then feel it, see it, and hear it with the whole body, so it becomes an embodied response. And then set it aside, and we'll come back to it at the end of the practice. And take a moment to recall your safe haven or this inner resource. this place that's real or imagined that when you go to, you feel this flush of safety and security, of love and peace washing over the whole body. So fill out that safe haven with all the senses. Notice who's there with you, perhaps a loved one, perhaps a pet. Look around. Are there any treasured objects there? What is there that makes you feel totally accepted and loved just as you are? Hear the sounds, smell the smells, taste the tastes, so that whenever you feel a need to rest or to be refreshed, or if you're encountering a situation that you're not quite ready to handle, you can come to this safe haven or inner resource at a moment's notice and feel this flush of safety, security, peace in the whole body. Know that this safe haven is always there and can be called on a moment's notice during this practice, or any time in your waking or deep sleep states. So follow along with my voice now as I lead you through the body. And as I name each part of the body, simply take your awareness there. Beginning at the mouth, the inside of the mouth, the tongue, the roof, the floor. Feel the left inner wall of the mouth, the right inner wall, the upper lip, the lower lip, the whole inner mouth. Let the whole inner mouth be like a field of sensation, or an orb or sphere of sensation. So the whole inner mouth feels nothing but sensation. And feel your way from the mouth into the ear canals, the tunnels of the ears. Be aware of the inner ears and the outer ears, feeling the shape of the outer ears, the creases, the folds and crevices, till both ear, left and right, are vibrating with sensation, or perhaps pulsing, glowing warm, perhaps a throbbing sensation in the ears as they come fully into sensation. Be aware of the nose, the movement of breath in each nostril. Be aware of the eyes, the bony structure surrounding each eye. Be aware of the eye cavity and the space occupied by the eye cavity. Be aware of the eyeball resting in that space. And let the eyeballs gently sink through the brain to the back of the skull. Then let them sink from the back of the skull as if sinking along the neck, coming to rest at the heart center, somewhere beneath the breastbone and between the shoulder blades. Letting the eyes totally rest at the heart center. keeping the eyes there, be aware of the forehead, the feeling, sensation of the forehead, the left temple, the right temple, a hollowness in the left cheek, the right cheek. Be aware of the lower jaw, the edges of the face. Feel the whole face, the surface of the face, the hairline. Be aware of the back of the skull, the crown of the skull. Be aware of the scalp covering the skull. Be aware of the whole head, face, skull, and scalp together. The whole head filled with sensation, radiating sensation in all directions. And become aware of the back of the neck, the front of the neck or the outer throat, the left side of the neck, the right side of the neck, the whole neck. And be aware of the whole inner throat, feeling the movement of breath at the inner throat. Be aware of the whole neck, inner and outer. And feel your way from the base of the neck across the top of each shoulder, coming to the outer edge of each shoulder. Be aware of the left shoulder, the left collarbone, the left shoulder blade. And feeling your way from the shoulder down the left arm, the elbow joint, the left wrist joint, the palm of the left hand. Be aware of all five fingers on the left hand. Be aware of the left wrist crease, the left elbow crease, the left armpit, feeling the whole left arm. And bring awareness into the right shoulder joint, feeling the right collarbone, the right shoulder blade, the whole right shoulder as a mass of sensation. And feel your way down the right arm into the elbow joint, the right wrist joint, the palm of the right hand, all five fingers of the right hand, the back of the right hand, the right wrist crease, right elbow crease, right armpit. Feeling the whole right arm. And be aware of both arms, left and right arm together. And feel into the armpits and sensation flowing into the side ribs, the ribs in back of the body, the ribs in front of the body. Be aware of the belly, the whole abdominal area, the lower back. Be aware of the pelvis, the back of the pelvis, the front of the pelvis, the pubic bone, the floor of the pelvis. And feel the whole pelvis, belly, and torso together. The whole torso, belly, and pelvis, one sensation radiating in all directions. And feel into the legs, the left leg, the right leg, being aware of both thighs, front and back, the knee joints, left and right, the lower legs, calves and shins, the ankle joints, left and right. Be aware of both feet, all 10 toes. Be aware of the instep of each foot, the back of each knee, each hip crease, the top of the thigh. Be aware of both legs. Both legs filled and alive with sensation. And be aware of the whole body from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. A whole global body. Feel this whole global body, one sensation. Sensation radiating in all directions simultaneously. And be aware of the space surrounding the body, feeling the space to the left of the body, the space to the right of the body, the space above, the space below. Feel the space above the crown of the head, the space beneath the soles of the feet. Feel the whole space feeling surrounding the body. And let the space feeling move into the body feeling. And let the body feeling move into the space feeling. The two feelings dissolving or melding one into the other, coming to this place of open spaciousness, pure awareness. And sense how everything is a movement in awareness. Feel back into being awareness itself, in which all these sensations are arising. Dissolve into being spacious, unchanging awareness, in which all these changing perceptions are unfolding. And take a moment to feel the flow of the breath. This downward flow of breath and energy. On the inhale, the upward flow of breath and energy on the exhale. And notice too how the breath is a movement of sensation in this field of awareness. Everything arising out of awareness and dissolving back into awareness. And I invite you now to follow along as I bring some images forward and notice your experience with these images. The image that arises may not be as expected. Be with the experience as it arises, even if it seems totally unrelated. Feeling the body's response in your experience. A starry night. A burning candle. An endless desert. A red rose. Torrential rain, a monk in meditation, a windstorm, a calm sea, a smiling infant. Deep blue eyes. Notice how these experiences are arising in awareness and dissolving back into awareness. And can you recall a time of joy or pleasure? Perhaps using a memory to recall a time of pleasure or joy, or even simply relief. Use that memory to evoke sensation into the body. And then let the memory, let the image go, and stay with this feeling of joy in the body. Perhaps you're feeling it mostly in the heart center. Perhaps there's a slight smile forming at the lips as you feel this joy, this pleasure or relief. Let that joy spread into the whole body, into the arms, the belly and legs, into the head and face, so that joy begins to permeate every cell of the body, every pore, till you're totally absorbed in this feeling of joy in the body, the entire body alive with joy, pleasure, relief. And sense how joy is arising and unfolding in awareness. And feel back into being awareness itself. Dissolve into being that spacious, unchanging awareness in which all these changing sensations are unfolding. Being pure awareness, open and spacious, empty yet full. Being open spaciousness or stillness in which everything is arising and unfolding. No center, no boundary. Undeniable presence. Awareness awake and aware of itself and everything just as it is. Everything just as it is. And take a moment to recall that heartfelt desire or the heartfelt longing at the beginning of the practice. Let it bubble up from this field of awareness, expressing itself as a fact, as a truth in this moment. Feel it, hear it, see it with the whole body. So this heartfelt desire is an embodied experience. And then let it too dissolve back into this field of awareness. This concludes this practice of I Rest Yoga Nidra.